Radio and ESPN. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Raiders and quarterback Derek Carr close to finalizing a deal to pay him about $25 million a year. When the deal is done, Carr will be one of the game's highest paid players in terms of annual average salary.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR. A stylish crossover with car-like handling. It's the perfect vehicle to flip the script. Toyota, let's go places.
Get your BBQ on. Come to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup tomorrow through Sunday at the McGrath Amphitheater. Get in on this tasty tradition featuring finger-licking barbecue, live music, and fun. Admission is $3 for adults and kids over 12, or get in free with special admission coupons. Available exclusively at all 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food, convenience, and drug stores. The Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup tomorrow through Sunday. Get all the juicy details at McGrathAmphitheater.com.
At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat. My favorite hat? My I received an order from Grainger hat. I look my best in that one. Grainger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Steve Weisman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport says Eric Decker's new one-year deal with the Titans will pay $3.85 million. It has an additional $1.5 million in incentives. Also, according to Rappaport, free agent cornerback Justin Gilbert has been suspended for at least 1 year for violating the league's substance abuse policy. The Browns selected Gilbert eighth overall in the 2014 draft. Odell Beckham Jr. says he values the life advice he gets from new teammate Brandon Marshall. With the addition of Marshall and first-round pick Evan Engram at tight end, OBJ thinks the Giants' offense is going to be a whole lot of trouble. And Lions general manager Bob Quinn says he is confident that the team will sign Matthew Stafford to a long-term deal. The quarterback is entering the final year of his current contract, and a deal could get done this summer. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
You can't get any fresher than your own vegetable garden. Right now at the Home Depot, 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs are not only as fresh as you can get, but you can get three of them for only $12. That's not only thinking green, that's saving green. So, pass the salad and stop and smell the rosemary. It's easy when you fill your cart with 1 gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Three for just $12, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 4th, Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn underway here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym frequency. The president is in Cedar Rapids today, and that should make some interesting traffic and whatnot downtown with security. I want to make sure everybody is aware of that, but it looks like people are starting to make their way into the U.S. Cellular Center, and it's interesting following along with some of the reporters on social media. The U.S. Cell Center looks a little bit more full than the last time that I was there for
WWE?
It was either that or it was a Cedar Rapids Aroma game. I can't remember.
You've been to an Aroma game?
No, the Aroma doesn't exist, remember? They chose to name the team something else.
No, they will always be known as the Aroma.
319-366-1600. They probably would have had better uniforms than the Las Vegas Golden Knights. The best tweet that I saw last night said it looked like the automatic computer-generated uniforms, like a fake team on one of the NHL video games. We will soon find out who the actual Golden Knights are going to be. The NHL expansion draft is set to be revealed within the next couple hours. Greg Wyshynski joining us from Yahoo Sports and the Puck Daddy blog on the program. But before we start with the Golden Knights, I want to get to the news that broke last night, and that's that Marian Hossa is going to be likely placed on long-term injured reserve next season for the Chicago Blackhawks. You wrote a piece about this earlier today, Greg, and I read it, and I said, I can see where people are coming from when they talk about the ulterior motives behind doing this, but I'm just going to let you talk about this move here and why you think perhaps there's something nefarious going on here.
I say nefarious. I mean, nefarious would indicate that it's not completely within the rules that are established by the collective bargaining agreement that the Blackhawks are following, and that's exactly what they're doing. They have every right to put a player who is unable to play on long-term injured reserve. I just think the timing is extraordinarily convenient for them. They get out from under a $5 million plus cap hit coming off a season in which they were swept in the first round. Their general manager vowed big changes, but his hands are tied because every big contract on the team has a no-move clause, including Hossa's. You know, they're $2 million over the $75 million salary cap right now, so taking that money off the books helps them in that situation. And again, like, if you look at the sign in 2009, his salary drops from $4 million last year to $1 million this year, the clear indication being the way the contract was structured at the time that he probably wasn't going to be around when he was 39 years old. He was a really effective player last year, but, you know, no one's saying he's faking an illness, obviously, but to maybe step away from the game because he can't deal with this this allergy he has, it's a beneficial time for it to happen for the Blackhawks.
Is this something that you think the NHL needs to address moving forward, or is it rare enough that you just sort of live and let be at this point?
Well, they are going to look at it. That's the news from this afternoon from the Board of Governors meeting. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley told us that the NHL is going to look at the cap implications for the Blackhawks within the host of situation. I'm not quite sure what they're looking at. I mean, the precedent is there in situations in Chris Pronger and Mark Savard and Ryan Clough and a number of other guys, that if you have a player who is physically unable to perform but wants to play, you put him on long-term injured reserve, his number comes off the cap, and that's that, according to what the CBA spelled out. But apparently they're taking a look at it. I'm not quite sure why. As far as the long-term implications, yeah, it's probably a loophole that they'll tighten in the next collective bargaining negotiation in a few years. But the bottom line is that, you know, the Blackhawks were within their rights to give Hossa the contract that they gave him in 2009. The NHL approved it then, and they're within their rights to do exactly what we all assume they're going to do for Hossa over the next few years, which is just keep him on long-term injured reserve in perpetuity if he can't play.
Greg Wyshynski joining us from Yahoo Sports and the Puck Daddy blog. With regards to the situation here with Marian Hossa, if the money comes off the books, what does that allow, in your opinion, the Blackhawks to do? What type of moves or players are you think they're going to be able to bring in this offseason? As you mentioned, swept out of the Stanley Cup playoffs by Nashville, changes were promised. This helps, but what do they do with that money if they are indeed allowed to use it?
You bring up Nashville, and I think that's a good example of what they're lacking. I mean, you know, the way that the blue lines around this league have gone, it's you know, a mobile defense. It's a defense that can play both ends of the ice, get faster and a bit more offensive on the back end, and having that cap space would certainly allow them to try to find that type of player. But the other thing to consider too, and it's been sort of bandied about a little bit here in Vegas, is the idea that maybe they try to add a significant piece up front as well. And, you know, if you open up $5 million plus of payroll, that could easily go towards bringing in someone like a TJ Oshie, for example, who has a history with Jonathan Taves, you know, from their college days. The bottom line is that it opens up potential options for the Blackhawks that they're simply not going to have if Marian Hossa is an active player on the roster and his cap number is counting against their total.
Speaking of the Chicago Blackhawks, the Las Vegas Golden Knights will choose who they want from the Chicago Blackhawks roster here this evening. A lot of rumors coming, swirling, and a lot of leaks coming from the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Do you think they're going to take Trevor Van Riemsdyk or Marcus Kruger?
It does seem like it's going to be them. There's some reports today, hours from The Athletic being one of them, to say that Marcus Kruger doesn't look like he's Vegas bound. Doesn't mean he's going to be a Blackhawk this year, but it doesn't seem like he's Vegas bound. You wonder if that was going to change that, shifted that paradigm at all, to say. But it does seem like Trevor Van Riemsdyk will be the guy that ends up going from the Blackhawks to the Golden Knights, and then we will wait, as we will with almost every name tonight, to see if he actually will remain with Vegas or potentially get to another team for even more draft picks and assets, which is going to be the real injury for players that the Knights have selected.
So the protected lists have been available since Sunday, the deadline to turn them in. You've seen them. We've all looked them over. I want you to put yourself in Las Vegas' shoes here and put together the best possible team that they could draft tonight.
Like 1 through 30?
Well, just grab some names here that you that jumped off those lists that you think this is a no-brainer.
Well, obviously Marc-Andre Fleury I think would be a great selection, and they're going to take him. I think he's a great face of the franchise. You look back through the history of other expansion teams, and there's usually a goaltender at the forefront as far as what their marketing is or who becomes the most popular player immediately. And Fleury is not only a great guy to be the face of the franchise, but also a great guy to have in a locker room where things might not always be working out well in a bumpy first season. So I think that's a great selection on their part when they take him. Nate Schmidt would be a guy that I would look at. He was a mobile defenseman for the Washington Capitals, drafted by the GM, George McPhee, here in Vegas when he was with the Capitals, and a restricted free agent who I think is a player they could build around. Ultimately, the thing that you're going to see from Vegas tonight is you're going to see a collection of players under the age of 25 that are either going to be restricted free agents this year or next year. They can give them contracts, build a foundation with them, and then you're going to see a collection of veteran guys that are either going to be here next year or immediately get flipped to other teams in the next week or maybe at the trade deadline next year. And you're going to see some picks that they simply are going to make because they didn't have anybody else to pick from certain teams that just didn't offer them much in the expansion draft. And Bill Foley, their owner, said today there's going to be a couple of unrestricted free agents that the Vegas team drafts with the intention of just walking away from them and not having them be a part of the organization.
Eric Staal, Matt Dumba, and Marco Scandella, three wow. names from the Minnesota Wild that are available to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Is it safe to say that the Wild might take the biggest hit of any team in the NHL after tonight?
Well, they're going to take a hit, but it's not going to be within the context of losing any of those three players. They have a deal in place with Vegas to send Eric Walla, who is a bottom six forward, a restricted free agent, good energy guy, good guy to have around. They're going to send him to the Knights. They're going to sign him. And I think the Wild might get a third-round draft pick back the other way. As part of that deal, they also are going to trade Alex Tuch, who was a power forward out of Boston College, with some upside in that deal as well. So they're going to get a good, strong prospect who had 18 goals in the American Hockey League last season and a good NHL experience forward in exchange for laying off Scandella, Dumba, and Staal in this draft.
A similar situation is taking place in Anaheim. Is there anything more on Sammy Vatanen and Josh Manson? Both are potential pieces that Vegas could take if they wanted to. Is there a deal in place in regards to that?
Yeah, Bob McKenzie at TSN reported last night that both Vatanen and Manson are to be safe from being selected in the expansion draft. That the deal in place is going to have the Knights taking Clayton Stoner most likely. A defenseman in the draft, and then Shea Theodore, who is a good young defenseman. He's 21 years old. He's got some upside to him. Would then be traded to the Golden Knights in a separate transaction, again, to as sort of a way to keep them off of drafting Vatanen and drafting Manson. And so, you know, it's going to be a good number of these side deals that come out in the next few days as to why the Knights did what they did in the expansion draft tonight. Some of the deals will be announced tonight, some maybe tomorrow. But, you know, there's going to be upwards of maybe a dozen side deals made with certain teams. Every time Joyce McPhee would look at a team and make his selection, he would call that team and say, here's who I want. Let me know what you can give me if you don't want to lose them. And that's why they're getting so many of these opportunities.
Expansion drafts are always fun. They don't come around all that often. When's the next time that we may see one of these, Greg?
It's a good question. The topic of Seattle was brought up today at the Board of Governors meeting here in Vegas. It was simply to just give an update on the refurbishment or reconstruction, if you will, of Key Arena into a better sports facility than it used to be. And so, you know, the issue with Seattle has been the facility, because they didn't have an arena when the Vegas decision was made, and finding one ownership group out of maybe three or four of them that wants to step up and really own a National Hockey League franchise. There's a bit more clarity on both now with Key Arena's refurbishment, and then guys like Jerry Bruckheimer, potentially the Hollywood producer, stepping up to maybe help with an ownership group. So we're inching closer, but Gary Bettman said today that there are no plans for expansion in the near future to either Seattle or potentially Quebec City, who, of course, was sort of second place to Vegas in the last round of expansion.
All right, if it wasn't the expansion draft tonight, the big story we'd be talking about were the new sweaters revealed by Adidas. What are your thoughts?
I think some are great and some are really not good. I think the Nashville one is really bad. That was the sense I got, you know, in seeing it myself and also talking to people here in Vegas. They just stripped a lot of the personality that they had in that sweater away and made it real plain looking. In theory, to accentuate the gold on it, but they just kind of made it very vanilla. I'm a Devils fan. People don't seem to like the Devils jersey. I think it's fine. The biggest disappointment for me was actually the Minnesota Wild. You know, in all the pictures that had been leaked about that jersey, it looked like they were going to replace white with a cream color, like they had in their outdoor game jerseys a few years back. And I was digging that idea in a big way, but it doesn't seem like it came to fruition. The jerseys I saw last night had a very white stripe on them rather than being a cream-colored one.
Greg, we appreciate the time as always, and it's fun for people who like hockey, and especially for those of you who cover hockey. Expansion drafts, as we said, don't come around all that much, so enjoy it tonight.
Thank you so much. Great to be here again.
Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports and the Puck Daddy blog, and the Marian Hossa stuff is interesting because I've taken a twirl around social media today, and you have one of two camps. You have basically Blackhawks fans, and you have everybody else. Everybody else thinks that this is some sort of dastardly plan, and it's within the rules, and it certainly sounds as if this issue has popped up before with other players in the past.
It has.
But, yes, the timing of this is rather interesting, and he's going to go on long-term injured reserve for this coming season and maybe beyond. It's been done before. There's precedent, but it doesn't pass the smell test if you are not a Blackhawks fan. And people are raising holy hell about this today. But my argument to that is, yes, but Hossa is still a valuable player on that team. And look, Marian Hossa is a Hall of Fame player, in my opinion. Very valuable two-way player. You're taking him off of that team next year, so they've already got roster issues. They got swept out of the postseason by Nashville this year. And you're taking one of the better players off the team. Granted, you're getting a little relief from the salary cap, but you're not making yourself better by taking Marian Hossa off the ice. It's almost like it would be cutting off your nose to spite your face, and that's why I think this whole situation is much ado about nothing. But as you know from listening to this program and talking about other subjects, people love a good conspiracy theory. And this has a lot of the elements, a lot of the makings of a little bit of a conspiracy.
Yes, except for, like you said, it's totally legal. And there is precedent for it. And I don't necessarily agree with the rule that's put in place, but those are the rules. If he retires this year, it's a $3.5 million cap hit for the duration of his contract. And if he's placed on long-term injured reserve, it's only a $1 million cap hit. So he's going to be 39 next year. I'm not going to say he's probably done, but his years are very limited. As Greg said, there was never any hope that he was going to play until he was 42, which is as long as his contract runs, and he has helped this team to 3 Stanley Cups. You've gotten everything that you've needed out of Marian Hossa, and now as he's declining, as he's probably maybe played his last game, this is probably the best move for the Chicago Blackhawks, who are right now in salary cap hell.
5:21, we'll step aside and take a quick break here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming up tonight before 7 o'clock, your chance to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. You know they've got 3 locations, and one of them happens to be right across the street from the U.S. Cellular Center. So whether you're busy making America great again tonight or protesting, why don't you stop into La Cantina and grab yourself some delicious Mexican eats afterwards. Right across the street from the U.S. Cellular Center. They got the location in Marion, and the newest store is in the Fountains off Edgewood as well. Sometime between now and 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to hook you up with that $30 gift card to La Cantina. Be listening for your chance to win. We'll have another Big Board update and more when we return after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing, and you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertien and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Welcome back. A Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. My timeline on Twitter is filled with images of the U.S. Cellular Center and out on the street tonight, and I don't believe that the mayor is going to be at the rally tonight. He may or may not be, but my evidence on him not being there is among the many banners and signs that I see hung inside the U.S. Cellular Center is a banner that says "Promises Kept." So my assumption is he's not going to want to be anywhere near that banner.
Not after
just
yesterday.
Bad optics. Bad optics. Now, we did have somebody who claimed yesterday that they shouted a question to the mayor about KGYM Day, and there was no response. I don't know what to believe and what not to believe anymore. There's a lot of fake news out there and a lot of that going around. I don't know what to believe anymore. And that's why we offer you this refuge for 3 hours a night, where you can come. If you would like to make this show your safe place, you can do it. And then eventually something is going to be said that makes you upset, and you'll probably run screaming, fleeing for the exits. But until then, we offer you this space as a refuge. Republican, Democrat, I don't care. Just as long as you are along for the ride and like to have a good time occasionally, and slog through the rest of the days here with us. It is the first official day of summer, the first full day of summer, June 21st. Didn't really seem like it outside today. We got rain, but we talked about that being a Lunchbox Heroes Day. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes out and about, thanks to Built by Pros and our many great sponsors. But it's not the longest day of the year. I always thought that the first day of summer was the longest day of the year, but that is not the case. But summer is
that tomorrow?
Summer is officially here. No, I think it's later on. Summer is officially here, and what that means for you here on KGYM is anybody's guess. Because after tomorrow night and the NBA draft is in the books, you got baseball and the All-Star game to look forward to, and cross your fingers and hope that we could get to Big Ten Media Day.
The day before and the day after the All-Star game. Favorite day of the year. And I say that with all sarcasm.
The day after the All-Star game is terrible. That's just, if I could take vacation, I would take it right now. But I would never, I've never taken vacation during that time frame because I think it's unfair to everybody else to have to make them do a show with me not here. Like, I think if one person gets that day off, everybody should get that day off because there is absolutely nothing to talk about the day after the All-Star. That's why ESPN National Radio does the Jimmy V stuff that particular day because there really is nothing going on. Now, plenty right now. We had our conversations with Adi Joseph and Greg Wyshynski. Podcast will be available shortly at kgymradio.com. We also have a poll question for you there as well. It relates to Cedar Rapids Prairie alum Scott Schebler, who today hit his 20th home run for the Cincinnati Reds. Will Scott Schebler be a National League All-Star this year, yes or no? That's the poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. It's 527, and with us now in the studio is producer Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank big board update on the horizon. Kyle?
The Colonels had six players playing for the Western Division in last night's Midwest League All-Star game, and the West came out on top, 5-2, thanks in part to Colonels first baseman Lewin Diaz knocking a two-run home run in the fourth inning. Jermaine Palacios and Mitchell Cranson also collected hits, while Sean Poppin and Clark Beaker each pitched without surrendering a run. The Colonels are on break for one more day, but will start a four-game series in the Quad Cities tomorrow through Sunday. This week's Area Softball Super 10 rankings were released today, with Cedar Rapids Jefferson remaining comfortably on top with its 24-3 record, including 18-0 in the MVC. Benton Community is second and also has a 24-3 record, with Kennedy third, Linmar fifth, and Prairie sixth. Kennedy completed a sweep of City High yesterday to claim first place in the MVC Valley Division. Turning to baseball, Cedar Rapids Washington finished a sweep last night of 8th-ranked Prairie. After a 4-1 victory on Monday night, the Warriors won Game 2 convincingly last night, 19-4. Prairie has had a strong season but is skidding in recent games, now sitting at 14-9, while Washington is beginning to hit its stride and is 13-7. Tonight on KGYM, the Twins and White Sox continue their series after a 9-7 Twins victory in the opener last night. Jose Berríos and his 6-1 record will be on the mound for Minnesota, and it'll be David Holmberg for the Southsiders. That'll be right here on 107.5 FM, the North Gem.
Speaking of baseball, former Hawkeye Jake Adams officially assigned to the Tri-City Valley Cats today in the Houston Astros organization. So he'll be getting his career started shortly. And then sort of flown under the radar today, I know I mentioned it on my SportsCenter updates, but Drake Robeson, who was the winning pitcher for the Hawkeyes against Northwestern earlier this month at the Big Ten tournament in Bloomington, Indiana, signed an independent contract with the Windy City Thunderbolts of the Frontier League. So it's a long, difficult, arduous journey to the major leagues from the independent circuit, but if you can get a paycheck to play baseball for a living, even if it's in the indie leagues, probably not bad to do it while you still can.
The Frontier League. The River City Rascals, the Gateway Grizzlies, I used to go to those games all the time. And I'm trying to think. Josh Hancock, former St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, made his way from the Frontier League to the major leagues. Like you said, it's very, very rare, but It happens every once in a while.
It does, and we wish him the best, of course. And the same goes out to Jake Adams. It's going to be fun to monitor his progress as he comes up through the Astros organization. And who knows, maybe at the end of this year or next year we see him playing in the Quad Cities, which is where the Colonels will start the Midwest League's second half tomorrow. Speaking of the second half, we're only halfway done here on a Wednesday edition. The second half of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes up next.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Salvador Perez grand slam in the eighth inning. He is the first player to first player by the Royals in the eighth inning or later with his team trailing since Frank White in May of 1996 to hit a grand slam. Kansas City defeated Boston 6-4. Padres scored the go-ahead run on a bases-loaded walk by Koji Uehara, top of the eighth. San Diego got by the Cubs 3-2. Max Scherzer bid for a third career no-hitter, ended in the eighth with one out. He then gave up two unearned runs. Nationals fell to the Marlins 2-1. Sources told ESPN's Mark Stein the Rockets are aggressively trying to make trades in conjunction with tomorrow's NBA draft to create needed flexibility this summer to pursue a marquee free agent. Among the top-tier free agents Houston has in its sights, Atlanta's Paul Millsap, Toronto's Kyle Lowry, and the Clippers' Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. The Rockets signed GM Daryl Morey to a four-year extension. NFL, a big payday on the way for Raiders quarterback Derek Carr. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting the team and Carr close to finalizing a contract expected to pay him about $25 million per year, making him one of the highest-paid players in the league in terms of average annual salary.
Stop in at Jersey Mike's today for a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi fountain, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Introducing the new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charms cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charms Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
5:35, welcome back in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the South Gym. 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, the North Gym, and all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym frequency of 1600 AM. I'm beginning to think that the President of the United States has better things to do than to come into the studio here, but we have kept the stool and the microphone available for him, and will do so as long as Air Force One is on the ground at the Eastern Iowa Airport. He is more than welcome to come in here, make a pit stop. We have fabulous items in the bistro.
We've got some leftover meatloaf.
Tremendous meatloaf, the best meatloaf. And we know that he likes luxurious things, and this is a very luxurious studio. We have only the finest tchotchkes hanging on the wall, and we've even picked up and cleaned up just in case he wanted to stop in. So I'm thinking, why not try to lure him here with the tape dispenser that's in front of the microphone? It's American-made, I'm sure. He would want to tout American jobs. We are three Americans. Myself, Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, we are three Americans who have jobs, so that's something that he could tout. And I don't know, maybe he has some sort of beef with Ron Corbett and he wants to score some points, and I'm just saying that we would make a very useful dagger if he wanted to do that. So we will continue to just assume that the President of the United States will be joining us before his rally tonight at 7 o'clock. At the U.S. Cellular Center. If not, if it doesn't happen, yeah, he's kind of a busy guy, but I wanted to be welcoming, because there's so much hate and anger on both sides of the aisle that, especially surrounding this visit, there's like 1,000 people standing outside the U.S. Cellular Center protesting, which does absolutely nothing. It makes you kind of look like an idiot. I mean, no offense. I mean that with all due respect, which are the two things that you say when you're going to insult a large group of
no
people.
No offense.
No offense, and I do mean it with all due respect. But you're not changing the world by standing outside of the U.S. Cellular Center and holding a sign. And you're not going to change the fact that the person that you don't like is occupying the White House. And the same could be said for the previous 8 years, when the people who suddenly have wrapped themselves in the American flag and love and respect the office of President of the United States weren't doing it with the last guy. It's amazing to me how people's opinions of the office change depending on who's in it, and more importantly to some, what letter of the alphabet is in the parentheses after that person's name. I'll step off my soapbox because I know nobody else wants to hear me go down that road, but in the spirit of being positive and welcoming, the offer is out there. Air Force One, by the way, is an impressive, impressive machine. I don't know if you've ever seen it up close. Even
I've not seen it up close.
Just seeing it from a distance. Now, the Vice President flies on Air Force Two, and it's a slightly smaller version. It doesn't have all of the trappings of Air Force One, because when you're the Vice President, you're like the sidekick.
You don't fly with the president?
No. Oh, no, no. That's protocol there. You got to keep them separated. But
for security reasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said, when I was in college, they needed volunteers to drive in the vice president's motorcade. And who the vice president was at the time is of little to no consequence. I would have done it just to say that I did it regardless. And the promise was at the end of the night, we were going to get to meet the vice president. And I thought, okay, as being a political junkie and a person who likes this kind of stuff, that's cool. I'll do it. Spent the entire day in Des Moines, and actually had to go and get a new driver's license, because this was when I was in college and I had altered my actual driver's license, and I got freaked out because you had to give your driver's license to the Secret Service so that they could run the check on you and everything, and I didn't want to hand an obviously altered ID to the Secret Service.
This probably was back good when thinking.
And this is so stupid. This was back when you had to be 19 to get into a number of the bars in Iowa City. And so my birthday is in April. And I basically altered the license so that it looked like the 4 was a 1. All I was doing was shaving 3 months off my birthday, but it at least got me in to the bars 3 months earlier. And I never had any issues with it, but I didn't really want to go to jail for trying to pass off the fake license to the Secret Service. And then, yeah, at the end of the day, didn't get to meet the vice president. I don't think anybody even said thanks. Got the, and there's the best part. It was a van full of like national writers from like the New York Times and stuff. And the instructions were to get them to the hotel as quickly as possible. And I think I did like 85, 90 miles an hour up Interstate 35 from Des Moines to Ames. And these people in the back from CNN and the Boston Globe and God knows where they were just hanging on, white knuckling it. And I'm like, man, I got to get out of jail free card. I've got the emblem on the dashboard there. And if any cop had pulled me over, what are you doing? Well, I'm on a mission from the United States government.
So they gave you permission to speed.
Well, no, they said get them there as soon as possible.
And
they never explicitly said I was allowed to break the law in the process, but I drove about 90 miles an hour and it was fun and nobody got hurt. I wouldn't be telling the story if there was some sort of catastrophic accident. But the moral here is that if anybody asks you to do any favors for a politician, whether it's the mayor of a city in eastern Iowa or the president of the United States or anywhere in between, say no, because politicians don't keep their promises. We found that out the hard way yesterday. A couple people on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line were asking about the negative campaign ad that I had held over the gubernatorial wannabe, Mayor Ron Corbett. Let's just say it was in the works earlier today, and then I couldn't get it to the point where I wanted it. And so I'm pulling a Corbett. And I promised yesterday that we were going to have this, and now I'm not delivering on that promise.
Did you say it was going to be today?
I think I did.
Okay.
I think I did.
We'll have to check the record on that one.
Well,
if you said it explicitly, we were going to have this political ad today.
And if you heard the gym class earlier today, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes both recalled, without any prompting, they remember hearing the mayor make that promise to Tyler and myself that, oh yeah, KGYM Day sounds like a great idea. We can do that. So that's me stepping down off my soapbox now. I'm a little red over the Cubs losing today to the Padres 3-2 and Koji Uehara walking in the winning run. But you can't win them all, as they say. And we'll see what comes of this latest setback. But positive steps were made the last couple days by the Cubs, and they couldn't quite get the sweep done. The Padres beat the Cubs 6 times this year. That, to me, is pretty telling.
It's happening with pretty much everybody except for the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. And the St. Louis Cardinals are having issues winning in the division. The Chicago Cubs right now are having issues beating some of the bad teams. But that was an issue last year, too. Do you remember that whole discussion, Todd? I believe it was you that said, well, that's a good thing because bad teams don't play.
Yeah, bad teams don't play in the postseason. So if you struggle against them in the regular season, you're not going to have to worry about seeing them in the postseason. See, I'm Mr. Silver Linings. Everybody thinks that I'm a negative Nelly and I've got this cloudy outlook on life. No, that's an example of how I see the positive in a disappointing situation. You don't play well against the Padres? Too bad, so sad. San Diego's not going to be there when the playoffs roll around. And neither is the rest of the NL East or the NL Central from the looks of it, because as we mentioned in hour number 1 of the program tonight, the NL West is looking like possibly a three-team race. We'll go down to the wire, and the wild card game is going to be maybe the Diamondbacks and whoever doesn't win the West between the Rockies and the Dodgers. Now, there's still a lot of baseball left to be played, but you can't convince me here on June 21st that any team from the Central or the East is going to win the wild card at this point. I
don't see how it can happen based on how these teams are playing. And the New York Mets, you had them in the World Series, but this is just a team that is
thank
destined.
You for reminding everybody of that. Say it one more time.
You had them in the World Series.
I have. I'm going to say have because it's not completely off the board yet. I have the Mets in the World Series losing to the Cleveland Indians this year.
Can you tell me who's in second place in the NL East?
Good God. I want to say the Marlins, but...
Actually, it's a tie between the Marlins and the Braves.
Oh, my God. That shouldn't be.
It shouldn't. So...
That shouldn't be. The Mets, by the way, I went a little Mel Tillis there on everybody, and I don't know why. The Mets today placed Zach Wheeler on the disabled list, the 10-day disabled list, so they continue to have issues with keeping their starting pitchers healthy. This
is
10-day,
Mr. Met in the rotation right now?
He's soon.
Oh, okay.
The 10-day disabled list has really made things interesting this year because I feel like teams are putting guys on the disabled list a lot sooner than they would in the past. And it's because 10 days and then you can bring a guy off as opposed to in the past, you didn't want to put him on the 15-day because that's guaranteed 2 weeks plus if it takes a little bit longer. And I think teams are getting used to this new use of the 10-day disabled list, but it certainly becomes frustrating from a fantasy baseball standpoint because you've got guys shuffling on and off the disabled list the entire time. Coming up in hour number three of the program tonight after the 6 o'clock showdown, during which we're going to give away some tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at Veterans Memorial Stadium over the 4th of July. Hour number three tonight, we're going to be talking about a subject that you'll be hearing quite a bit about over the next 36 hours with the NBA draft looming tomorrow. And that's the fact that many people, including Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, think that the NBA needs to do away with the one-and-done rule. And I know you were reading up on this earlier today. We'll get to that coming up in hour number three. The NBA draft kicks off tomorrow. Philadelphia has the number one pick. We know who they're taking. The Lakers pick at number two, and we've got a good idea who they're selecting. And then when it comes to the Boston Celtics at number three, it's sort of all bets are off at this point.
Now, we heard Adi Joseph say that the Boston Celtics are eyeing one prospect in particular, Todd. And that prospect would be Jason Tatum of Duke. Jason Tatum was asked earlier today if he had the number one pick in the food draft, who would he select or what would he select? Jason Tatum, being a St. Louis resident, said that he would select St. Louis style pizza number one overall.
Tyler Cook, who's also from the St. Louis area,
they played on the same high school team,
said that Jason Tatum is the best player in the draft. I think that's probably a little bit of a regionalism at play there, especially with a high school teammate. But the Hawkeyes stand out, a big fan of Jason Tatum, and that's the name that's being connected to the Celtics at number three. And when you go back and look at the comments that Danny Ainge made, they feel that they can get the guy at number three that they could have at number one, so they traded the pick and reap the benefits of it. Maybe it's Tatum. And maybe they trade that pick to somebody else and acquire even more assets. And see, they're in such an interesting position because they were a number one seed in the playoffs. They don't need the first pick or the third pick in the draft. So they really are at liberty to do whatever they want with the number three pick. And if the offer is right from another team out there, they can make the move and sit back. And again, I just there should be a vault in Boston for Danny Ainge to roll around in draft picks like Scrooge McDuck with his gold coins, because everybody talks about Philadelphia and the process and what Sam Hinkie did, but Danny Ainge and the Celtics have been doing a tremendous job of putting a plan together to make that team a contender, not only in the here and now, but in the long run as well.
I think they probably could move back to 4 or 5 and get Jason Tatum. So I think the swirling, the amount of just over the amount of information that has been swirling, the amount of rumors that have been swirling over the past 3 or 4 days, those are not a smokescreen. We're going to see a lot of those come to fruition tomorrow. And it's going to be a very interesting draft, but for people who maybe aren't huge NBA fans, it's going to be a lot to keep up
with. Huge NBA fans.
For those people who aren't huge NBA fans, it's going to be a lot to keep up with. And my question for you, Todd, is, as the resident Boston Celtics fan.
Yes. The biggest Boston Celtics fan in Eastern Iowa, and I'm willing to step on any scale and prove that.
Could you accept having a player who eats such, quote, disgusting cuisine?
As St. Louis-style pizza?
Yes.
I think I would be willing to overlook the fact that he was... Look, he gets a pass because he's from there. If he was from Louisiana or New York City and said that this pizza was the best thing that he'd ever eaten in his life, then no.
Is that a character issue at that point?
Then that's a character issue, yes. But if you're from there, and like you can say this in Iowa with the tenderloin, which...
Taco pizza?
When you go, or oh. Taco pizza, but the tenderloin is a regional delicacy. If you go to New York or if you go to Los Angeles and you order a tenderloin, you're most likely going to get a weird look. Or if you're at a steakhouse, you're going to get a tenderloin. I'm talking about a pork loin, a fritter, that's been pounded out and breaded and deep fried. Can't find them anywhere else other than in the Midwest. Very difficult to find. So I would fight somebody to the death for the honor of the tenderloin. I really think, you know, we should do something more with the tenderloin here. We really should. I mean, I think it would be huge. It's a tremendous sandwich. It's the best sandwich. It's the biggest sandwich. It's the tastiest sandwich. There really is nothing that compares to the tenderloin. That, to me, is a guy from St. Louis saying that he likes St. Louis-style pizza. He's from there. He's just going to bat for it. But if he was from Yuma, Arizona, and he flew into St. Louis and you fed him that grease on cardboard, he would probably go, I don't really like it. I saw you earlier today on Twitter defending toasted ravioli.
I was defending the ravioli, not the pizza.
Toasted ravioli, which is good, by the way. 554. You know what else is good? Delicious Mexican cuisine. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I do.
La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We've got a $30 gift card, and it's going to be yours after the top of the hour. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Get ready for Fairfax USA Days, June 23rd and 24th. Come for the street dances with large midgets and airwaves, free kids carnival, parade, huge fireworks display, and even ride the Ferris wheel. There'll be lots of fun for your whole family.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
5:55, welcome back inside the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. At least for one day, your home for all things American flag apparel related. The City of Five Seasons, the fifth season today, is patriotism. Kyle Mann in the studio with us, just as excited as everybody else is to have the president in town. Got his American flag t-shirt on today. It looks fantastic. Kyle, give us another Midwest One Bank big board update.
The Colonels had six players playing for the Western Division in last night's Midwest League All-Star Game, and the West came out on top 5-2, thanks in part to Colonels first baseman Lewin Diaz knocking a two-run home run in the fourth inning. Jermaine Palacios and Mitchell Cranson also collected hits, while Sean Poppin and Clark Beaker each pitched without surrendering a run. The Colonels are on break for one more day, but will start a four-game series in the Quad Cities tomorrow through Sunday. This week's Area Softball Super 10 rankings were released today, with Cedar Rapids Jefferson remaining comfortably on top with its 24-3 record, including 18-0 in the MVC. Benton Community is second and also has a 24-3 record, with Kennedy third, Linmar fifth, and Prairie sixth. Kennedy completed a sweep of City High yesterday to claim first place in the MVC Valley Division. Turning to baseball, Cedar Rapids Washington finished a sweep last night of 8th-ranked Prairie. After a 4-1 victory on Monday night, the Warriors won Game 2 bigly last night, 19-4. Prairie has had a strong season but is skidding in recent games, now sitting at 14-9, while Washington is beginning to hit its stride and is 13-7. Tonight on KGYM, the Twins and White Sox continue their series after a 9-7 Twins victory in the opener last night. Jose Berríos and his 6-1 record will be on the mound for Minnesota against David Holmberg for the Southsiders. That game can be heard after our show on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
Hour number two, almost in the books. We've got that $30 gift card to La Cantina coming up sometime in the next 60 minutes. Your texts and phone calls to 319-366-1600 as well as the 6 o'clock showdown. Colonel's tickets on the 4th of July on the prize line tonight.
GNC's got what you need to crush your goals with a summer savings event.
Now featuring Buy More, Save More, just pick your favorite sports performance brand, buy two and save 20%, or buy three and save 30%.
Ignite diet goals with CelluCore, Super HD Fire, blast through workouts with BPI BAM, unleash unrelenting energy with Performix Super Male T V2X, and take NO for an answer with Force Factor Volcano.
Hustle into your GNC or visit GNC.com.